The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. Hello. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna and Glenn in the booth of truth, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Production team, good morning.
Oh, God. One of them dabbed.
Oh, one of them dabbed. Ellie just looked disappointed in me for not addressing her individually. and Swiss was the only one to say good morning. Well, yeah. Swiss is the only one to say good morning. You know, on Monday, we came into the studio and there was a great audio loss. There was a great data loss, yeah. Wasn't there? Do you remember, Matt? We came in and loads of our bits of music were missing.
The
loads of audio
was wiped clean.
It was wiped clean. We had to... I sent Swiss to on a, like, a mission to find... Mm. This clip of you saying...
Mummy?
We found it eventually. Great. Don't roll your eyes. Don't roll your eyes. Come on. But the worst thing about it was we lost our New York theme tune that I play whenever I'm on. Not quite sure why we play it. No one ever really worked out why, but it just happened.
Yeah, I thought you must have had a reason for it.
No, there wasn't. I think I said, when I first covered, they said, what do you want as the opening music for your cover? And I went, get me something showbiz.
Get me Sinatra.
Get me Sinatra, love. And they found was a New York theme tune ripped from YouTube. We couldn't find the original one we used, but I said to Dave this morning, just get me that original. I don't care how long it takes. Please. Get it for me. And he's come up with loads of options, so we need to work out if we can find the original one. Here is one for you. Oh, no.
Oh.
What's this?
Oh, this is Northern Club version.
Northern Club.
Social Club.
Listen
New York,
to that drum start again.
That's horrible.
It's so laboured.
It's way off, isn't it?
Oh. No, that's not it. What about this? Let's try this. This is New York, New York 2. Oh, this is what we've been using. This is all right.
What's this here?
No, this is a karaoke one.
That's a much slower build-up on the original, wasn't it?
Okay, well, let's try this. The boys in oh, sorry, that's... that's let's try... Oh, this says New York, New York 3. This is it, this is it.
Is that it?
Is it? Yeah,
I thought it had a longer build-up at the start.
Yeah,
the one
missing.
We used to use. This is it.
Wait, let's wait.
This feels like the film Pet Sematary. It's not fully the same. Sign's off.
It's got the pause. It's got the pause.
But it had a ting, didn't it?
No, that. Do you know what that was?
You have to
make
that
up.
That was the Hypebeast Wumble doing it every time.
Live? Are you joking?
Yeah.
With his glass. It was you with a mug.
A live rendition,
a pen and a mug, yeah.
Yeah, a pen and a mug. That's what this show's built on, a pen and a mug in New York, New York.
Why did you have to do it?
Yeah.
I demanded that he do it every single time, and he did it. God love him. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Matt, we were just talking about the New York, New York saga off air, weren't we? And Mark just claimed that he doesn't think that he did tap the mug every single time. Ooh. He's sort of forgotten about it in some sort of strange, I don't know, like he's repressed that memory of having to do it all the time, that he forgot he used to do it.
Forgotten about his live percussion.
Yeah.
He had to do it.
Never forget about the performance, my darling. Never forget. Speaking of weird, not great versions of songs, on the cab on the way in today, right, usually I sit in some sort of awkward silence, lengthy awkward silence with the driver, or occasionally make awful small talk. It's not my forte. I can't really do it that well. But today I was treated to a feast of music, right? We got all the classics. And at one point, as we're coming into London, we got treated to this.
Ooh.
How long's it been since you heard Zombie Nation?
Zombie Nation. Wow.
Do you remember this? Glenn, do you remember this?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Anna, do you remember this?
I think this is after my time.
What do you mean after your time?
After your time? Is it? It can't be.
After your time?
Yeah.
It's all of the 90s,
mate. Before my time.
Before your time,
sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it 90s? Early noughties?
I think early noughties. Yeah. I've not heard it in about 20
years. After my time, really.
Yeah, it's after your time.
I don't think I've ever listened to this in the club.
But, what did you just say?
There is a contact.
I was quoting on a gear.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, fine.
That will have gone in the great data loss.
Oh, no. I'm sure we've still got it.
Oh, no. Don't you worry. We'll find it.
A couple of times before every show. Perk me up. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. Matt, do you think you know when you've hit rock bottom? Because I think we're about to find out.
You sort of have an inkling, don't you?
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, good morning and welcome to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. It's time for a brand new game on the show, and it's called Clippity Clop. Step to a sun theme tune. Already good.
Love it.
So the idea is, in front of me here, I have all your favourite clips from the show. Clips of Anna, clips of Glenn, a lot of clips of Matt. some clips of Leona Graham, a few clips of myself.
Yes. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we have all these clips lined up. They are legendary clips from the show's history. Right, I'm going to play a drum roll and you have to guess. You have to guess which clip I'm going to play after the drum roll. So, for example, Matt, if you were playing...
Okay.
It's your turn, Matt.
Leona Graham singing Neighbours.
Oh.
In the club.
No, oh, it's Anna Geary. In the club. Oh. Do we all understand the game?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do we think about the game?
I like it.
Yeah, it's a fun game. It's fun.
I thought we should be allowed to narrow it down. Like, if it's your turn, you have to say what a clip of you is going to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
I don't want to rock the boat.
Well, you are rocking
it. Episode two.
Save it for episode two.
Yeah, we'll save that for after the break, because I think we can do this for the next 20 minutes on the show. Okay, who wants to go first?
Well, I've had a go, so maybe Anna should.
Okay.
Anna, you're up, okay? Guess the clip.
It's going to be Matt Dyson, and he's going to be saying, "Mummy, I'm going number two."
No, it's you saying number two. Good guess, though, for Mummy, because that is a regularly played one. Okay, Glenmore, you're up.
Well, they've both been Anna so far, so I think they might all be Anna. So I'm going to go with, that's just not sexy, is it?
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank!
No, it's you saying Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank! Okay, Matt Dyson, you're back in play. Yeah. You're back in play. No right guesses so far. Okay.
Okay, I'm feeling confident.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start the drum roll now. Off you pop.
Anna Geary saying In the Club. Wait, let's hear the whole thing. Let's enjoy this. She does not want us to play this as well. And it's nothing to do with the producers, this.
You wanted to play it.
I found it. Come on, can we hear the whole song? Because it's amazing. Leona Graham once sang Neighbours.
Why did she sing Neighbours?
I think it was when it was cancelled, the show finished.
All the presenters had to sing it, and I think they only played her.
As a mark of respect to the fallen show.
It's great. It's a beautiful song.
Okay, final round, Matt. Do you want a last little go? Last little go? One more? Or Anna, do you want a little second go?
Go on.
Okay, ready? Okay, yeah, here we go. Wait, just cue this up. Okay, here we go.
Leona Graham saying Slash His Hat. That's not sexy.
Very close. That was Clippity Clop. If you want to play Clippity Clop, text your name to 81215. This should be immediately cancelled. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Morning to JD, who says one of your best moments. I'm not entirely sure if that's true or not. Are we going to record this for the awards tape? Yes, I'm getting nods. Okay, good. Good morning to JD. Good morning to Phil Cresswell on Twitter as well. And hi to Sam, too. If you do want to say hello, 81215 is our text number. You can find us on WhatsApp as well, 0330123 1215. Let's do another round of Clippity Clop.
Yes.
Glenn, would you like a little go on this?
Oh, man, I think it's you saying, bit of milky.
Okay, let me wait for the drum roll, please. All right. Must follow the Clippity Clop etiquette, okay?
Sorry.
Say it again.
Bit of milky.
This is falling apart.
One last toot.
No, it's massive. One last toot.
I don't think I've heard that one.
No, I don't know where that came from.
Well, I can't remember. Live?
It was recorder. I think it was recorder based.
Was it live?
About the recorder.
We could do a whole live version of this. It's just us lot upstairs in that big Rayo room we have where artists perform, all microphones with a black background. Wouldn't that look great?
One last toot.
What is one last toot?
I think it was about when Dave had a recorder that he brought in every day.
And you went,
one last. Yes, it was like the end of the show, and we were saying no more recorder. That's for one last toot.
Sounds like you're a little boy in a Dickens novel.
One last toot.
One last toot, Governor, please. Yeah, I've got consumption. Okay, Anna Geary, you ready?
Oh, I can't even remember what else we've had. Right, I'm going to say me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what have I said now?
What's she said?
There's too many.
What about the impression of the ferryman that you did? Remember that?
What did I say?
Not me.
That's it. I believe Vaseline helps.
Oh!
forgot about that one.
All right, let's do final one. Matt, you're up. Ready?
Okay. He's such a fine man.
Delete your Google history.
Oh, in the same wheelhouse, in the same wheelhouse, but not quite right.
That was me today, Berry.
Yes.
Was it? Oh, okay. Well, no need to talk about that. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Matt Dyson, give us all the gossip from the socials.
Well, first, that fascinating fact that I teased ahead to. Can you guess who the 90s footballer Robbie Keane is a cousin with? A big name celebrity. Any guesses?
Do they share the same surname?
No, they don't share the same surname.
Do they share the same first name?
No, they don't. Okay. No. He's a big, big name musician.
Oh. What genre?
We play his music here.
Look, Bon Jovi.
No, he's not Bon Jovi. I mean,
is he American? Is he American?
Well, let me just tell you, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you ruined it.
Yeah. Robbie Keane is cousins with Stephen Patrick Morrissey.
What?
Yes.
Morrissey?
What? I saw this as a one-line thing in the... That's exactly what he sounds like, yeah. In an Upshot mail out. And then I did some more digging. Because I had no idea about this story, but I think it came out in 2020 he found out in 2020 that he was related to Morrissey quite closely. They're like their second cousins. And Robbie Keane said in the story, I was in LA in a shop with Dougie Friedman. You remember Dougie Friedman used to play for Crystal Palace, right?
Yeah.
They're in a shop in LA together. Some friends with Dougie comes in and said, I work for Morrissey. He wants to meet you because he's your cousin.
Morrissey knew.
Morrissey knew, but Robbie Keane had no idea.
Wow.
Robbie Keane was like, oh, what? Really? And then Robbie Keane rang his mother and said, am I cousins with Morrissey? And she said, oh, yeah, my mother and his mother are sisters. And I said, you only took 20 years to tell us that Morrissey is our cousin. And his mum said, oh, yeah, I forgot.
What? Surely they've seen him on TV or heard him, or the Smiths have been playing somewhere.
How did it not crop up?
Wouldn't you go, oh, yeah, that's your cousin?
Yeah, by the way, that Morrissey guy is your cousin. Unbelievable. Wow.
What an incredible glimpse into the Keane family.
It's an amazing fact. You know, we were all today years old when we found out that fact about Robbie Keane. And then the other story this morning is the return of the non-fungible token, the great NFT swindle, as it's now known. I think we were on the right side of history on the Social Ammo desk. We were never endorsing them, as people like John Terry told us to buy Graffiti Apes, and Sylvester Stallone was flogging his Sly Guys. But we were on the right side of history. We knew what was going on. And finally, Michael Dapper, the comedian, has been speaking out for the nation about the great NFT swindle, calling out the people that peddled them, asking where they are now.
Finally, some accountability. Come on.
Everybody. But what happened with the NFTs? You're not getting away scot-free. You told us to invest in trees, monkeys, apes, cows, dog, carts, basically an electronic zoo. Now, you've all gone quiet. It's like crickets up in here. You sellers and advisors, where you lot at? Sleeping in your virtual reality mansions, when in real life you live in a shed. Wake up, take off the virtual Rolexes. I mean, chuck them and come and help the people, because the market has scattered.
The market is scattered. It's a very good point.
This, I feel, is a crusade you're on, and I'm fully behind you on that.
Yeah, yeah. No one talks. They said you were going to make a load of profit by selling these works of art. And, people just lost a lot of money, unfortunately.
It's a cautionary tale, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just don't be stupid.
Yeah, you brought
the show down a little bit.
Yeah, quite a down note to end this section on. But
an important note, nonetheless. Yeah. Okay, do you want to do Clipsy Clop again?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute
Radio. 25 to 8 on Wednesday morning. Do you want to explain?
What was that?
I like Fatboy Slim. We were listening to Absolute Radio 90s, I believe, and Fatboy Slim was on, and that was producer Mark doing his little rendition of Fatboy Slim. Do you feel like the show's gone well today? I feel like it's been a mixed bag.
$5,000 Absolute Radio.
Let's get back on track, shall we? It's not 5 words, $5,000. It is 5 celebrities, £5. We're using the 5 words, $5,000 music because we've lost the 5 celebrities music in the great data loss of 2024. We're trying to get through it. This is very much like 5 words, $5,000, more celebrity based and less money, but we ramp up the fun in a way. Let's meet today's contestant, shall we? On line number one is Charlie Brain. Charlie, good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie, where are you in the world right now? What is your day going to be like? Tell us everything.
I am in Hounslow. I'm sitting in my car in my work car park. I'm a primary school teacher, so I'll be heading in a moment.
Oh, another teacher on the show. Teaching. What year do you teach?
I teach year four at the moment.
Is that a good year? That's a pretty good year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fun year. Yeah, we do the Romans and do the polar regions and do the Shang Dynasty from China. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. They must love your name, Mr. Brain.
Yeah.
That was a great name.
Do you get any sass about your name? All right, Mr. Brain.
I get a lot of, Mr. Brain, you must be really clever. Or, oh, you've got two brains. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. that's some year four humour right there. And also the same humour on this show, strangely, which I'm worried about. Okay, let's see who you're going to match with today on the team.
Player Generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
Ooh. All right. Glenn Moore.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Glenn's going to leave the little booth of truth where he sits doing the sport with Anna. Anna, you need to confirm he's left the room.
Okay, I can confirm he has left the building.
He's gone. All right, Charlie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to give you five Christian names. You have to give me a surname to make a celebrity, and hopefully we will match yours with Glenn. Name number one is Scarlett.
Johansson.
You've got to go Johansson.
Yeah,
you have to.
Yeah, I would have gone that.
This could be a problem, this next one. Name number two is Jack.
Black.
Yeah. Gotta go black. That's a good idea. Yeah. I think that's in Glenn's
world. Black and white, isn't it, really? Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Brain.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love your laugh, Jolly.
You got a fake laugh there.
Anna's recognised that from years of working in the radio industry.
Exactly.
Name number three is Claire.
Sturgis.
Oh, yeah. I love that you've done
keeping
that.
Keeping it on brand.
The queen of Absolute Radio. Saw Claire
really
Sturgis
good.
The other day.
She
gave me a nice
so
little hug. Yeah, bless her.
I think I would have gone Sweeney, potentially. But
how dare you go Sweeney over Sturgis?
Who?
Okay.
No, you've got to go Sturgis. Charlie's done the right thing there.
Yeah.
Name number four is John.
Cena?
Okay.
That's good.
Producer Mark gasped in what has to be enjoyment, we can call that.
I thought we were going to get another Stapleton for a second.
No more Stapleton. Let's gloss over that. Name number five is Sean.
Bean.
Nice.
Ooh, okay.
Come on,
these
mate.
Are very,
lovely.
Very
a strong
good
set.
Answers. All right, we'll try and match them with Glenn next. Stay there, Charlie.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. $5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Let's welcome back Mr. Brain to the show. Charlie, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's on the agenda for today's lessons, Charlie? What are we teaching today?
Today's lessons, we're doing some fundamental skills in PE. We're doing some story writing in English. We're doing adding in maths.
Going on. We played a game called Clippity Clop earlier. If you want to introduce that into the class, then just we'll talk off air about the details. Some are calling it the worst thing ever to happen to radio. I'm calling it something great that should be taught in the curriculum immediately.
Turn it into like an after school club.
Yeah.
It should be worth UCAS points.
That's the dream right there. Okay, let's see if we can match your five answers with Glenn. Glenn Moore, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Name number one is Scarlett.
Johansson.
Yes.
Yes.
Name number two is Jack.
Black.
Yes. Come on, here we go.
Nice.
This could be a stumble. Okay.
You'd have thought Jack would be a stumble, I think.
I believed in you. Either way. Yeah,
I believed in you. Number three is a name that, you know, if you want to just keep it local, you know, keep it local. That's what I'm saying. Name number three is Claire.
Sturgis.
Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three out of three.
That's a big clue.
Name number four. Why do you hate Charlie? I'm trying to give him £5.
I want
all right. Name number four is John.
Man, that's really hard. There's just so many.
But it's almost impossible to match a John.
Is it?
Hmm.
John Cena.
Oh, yes!
Are you joking?
No!
What?
Wow.
Here we go. I would say let's go to an ad break and bring it back, but, you know, Charlie's got a class to teach. He's got clips
to
top.
Sorry, that took me ages.
All right, here we go. Fifth and final name is Sean. Is it with an H or S-E-A-N?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, that is a good question. I'm not going to tell you because I'm not being allowed to.
But different spellings, a different name.
Yeah, it's valid.
Well, I didn't stipulate the spelling I should have done.
Oh,
should have.
Right. All right. Oh, man. Okay.
Wait. How does this person spell his name?
It is the one Charlie said is spelled correctly. So it's
Wait.
Okay. All right. So,
For the surname.
So, written down in front of me, I have Sean spell S-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is also the person that Charlie gave me. That is the correct spelling, even though it didn't stipulate.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it is S-E-A.
Well, I don't any other clues. Like, can I ask if they're alive or didn't? No, I can't.
No,
okay.
they're
alive.
No, we
they're alive.
Well, thanks for the clue, Ben.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
S-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Sean Bean.
Yeah.
Come on. I am so sorry, producer Swiss. So you've got to go
get the £5.
An admin nightmare.
Charlie, congratulations. £5 is yours.
Hey, thank you very much.
What are you going to spend your winnings on, Charlie?
I'm going to go to the cinema this Saturday while my wife's at a baby shower. So I'm going to go and see a spooky movie at the cinema.
Nice. Spooky movie. What do you fancy seeing? What's out at the moment? Do we know?
I'm going to go and see Smile 2.
Smile. Oh,
good luck getting in for a fiver.
Yeah, I was thinking
about it. How pathetic is this? We can contribute to the ticket.
Yeah. We might buy you a drink.
We'll do it with round. Yeah. But it wouldn't even stretch to popcorn.
No,
popcorn, you're right.
Yeah.
Charlie, we've wasted your time in many ways, mate. Sorry about that. Best of all, after the show today, old Swiss has got to go to the Absolute Radio bank account and do a £5 bank transfer or go to an ATM, get a tenner out, spend some money, get a fiver and put that in an envelope.
Yeah.
What an age we live in. Charlie, congratulations, mate. Have a great day. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. For show, good morning. My name's Ben Burrell. We hope Wednesday morning's been all right for you so far. Matt, Halloween's coming up next week.
Yep.
I'm on this show for the next couple of weeks, so one of my final shows covering for Dave will be Halloween Day itself. All Hallows Eve. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
and on that day, yes, to give it its proper name.
Yeah,
you know,
come on. Yeah.
We are going to do a little Halloween radio drama on that day, aren't we? You've been helping us out with this over the last couple of days. We've been getting you to text in random messages to help us build some story. We've also, yesterday, got you to suggest locations, spooky locations where we can set our radio drama. I think we've decided on one. Are you ready for this? You ready for us to announce where we're going to be setting our spooky radio drama? I like this a lot. This is from Mike. He says, the old abandoned Absolute Radio building.
Oh,
yes. Just to say, it's not really abandoned, except Bernard's in there, our old security guard, with lots and lots of milk, as we discussed yesterday on the show. So we're going to set it there in the old Absolute Radio studios, but we need to work out the story behind this. And we need your help with this. We want to do a kind of Cards Against Humanity type thing, a random sort of generator, if you will. So do me a favour right now on 8 to 12 15. Can you text me an object, any object you want? It can be an object that's in front of you. It can be an object in your hand right now. It can be a random, the first thing that came into your head. An object and your irrational fear. Text those to 8 12 15. Matt, if I was going to ask you for an object and an irrational fear, what would you say?
It would be carrot for both.
Hey, you've got a fear of carrots, is that true?
No, not really.
Do you
really
want to work this through on air? No, okay, fine.
I like it. It's like you're the leader of an improv troupe.
Oh, God, no. Actually, forget it.
Yes, and. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. So, putting on a little radio drama. End of next week. a spooky radio drama for Halloween, and we asked you a moment ago to text in an object and an irrational fear. We are going to use both those to complete a little sentence. Matt, have you seen the texts in front of you?
Yeah,
are
you okay with them? Yeah, a lot coming in.
Okay, I will do the bits that are coming in to complete the sentence. Do you want to do the sentence?
You do this. You read the sentence.
Okay, I'll read the sentence.
We should have discussed this. We should have rehearsed.
I'll tell you why, mate, because we've had lots of trouble in this studio, right? So I don't want to talk about it, okay? Okay, I will do the sentence. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you got the text in front of you?
Yes.
Okay,
you
ready?
Yeah,
okay. So this is the sentence. You walk into the Absolute Radio studios with
a green marker pen.
And then all of a sudden,
people started spitting. That's the weird irrational fear.
That actually happened to me in that studio. I don't want to talk about it. It involves an angry mob. Yeah, it involves me, Bush and Richie, and I don't want to go into it. Okay, that's a good option. Let's go again, shall we? You walk into the Absolute Radio studios with
a steering wheel.
And then all of a sudden,
mushrooms.
Okay, all of a sudden mushrooms. I'm not feeling any storylines coming out of this
easily. Let's keep going.
Okay, you walk into the Absolute Radio studios with
a tea bag.
And then all of a sudden,
you fall down the stairs backwards.
Oh my God.
Wow, they are quite steep stairs as well.
Okay, one final one. Pick your favourite. You walk into the Absolute Radio studios with
a potato.
And then all of a sudden,
a cow.
Okay. I think that we could go with that storyline. I don't like that. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. On this show, whenever I've covered, we've done a game called Name That Caller. We would try and guess the caller's name. We also did a game more recently called Name That Job that we had some success with this week. It's now time for Name That Location. That's right. We're going to do Name That Location this morning. If you want to play, text your name to 81215. We'll call you back. We'll get you on. We'll try and guess your location. I think we're going to have to narrow this down to county.
Yes, that's what we're thinking.
And the reason why we've changed it to name that location is because, Anna, you asked me only minutes ago why we hadn't planned something off-air when we were basically having an on-air meeting during what we have to describe as a shambolic link. The reason is because Matt and Old Swiss, one of our producers here, were playing a little geography game on their computers. They were trying to name all the counties in the United Kingdom in, what, 3 minutes?
The 48 ceremonial counties of England,
That's impressive.
Well,
it's not impressive, mate. It's not impressive.
Swiss did it in about 3.5 minutes.
They were getting so into it. As we know, they're the geography bros. You boys love a bit of geography, don't you?
Yeah.
So we're going to do that on the show today. We're going to do Name That Location. So the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Done Name That Job. We've done Name That Caller. It's time for Name That Location. We're going to get a caller on in just a second. We're going to have a little chat to her. I've got some clues in front of me already. Each team member has one question to ask. Obviously, no specifics with this. We're going to try and guess the caller's county. It's the county we're looking for. Let's welcome to the show the first ever player of this game, Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning, team. Hello.
Catherine. I was about to say, where are you there? But that would sort of ruin the game in many ways. Catherine, what are you up to today?
We've just dropped the little one off at school and I'm just parked up on the phone to you guys.
Oh, nice. What's your little one's name?
It's Theo.
Oh, bless him. Right. How is it, Theo? Okay, let's get cracking with this. I've got some clues already in front of me that producer Mark has got from you chatting off air. Yep. You are born and bred in this county, Catherine, as is your partner Colin. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Catherine doesn't know if the county she is in is a ceremonial or metropolitan county because no one knows that.
Yeah, don't get bogged down in that.
What's the difference? Do you know, geography boy?
Nah, well, some of them are based around cities and some new counties were introduced in like the 70s.
Good to know. Matt can go into lengthy detail if you want, but we probably won't. Where Catherine lives, there is a cathedral and a John Lewis.
Okay, that's a big clue.
Yeah, that is a big clue.
And when asked about the local delicacy where Catherine is, she said apparently cheesy chips after a night out.
Okay, cheesy chips.
Let's have a little guess, shall we? I have a question. Have we all got a question before we start?
Yeah.
Everyone got a question?
Yeah.
I'll come up with one.
Yeah. Okay. Catherine, my question is, can you tell us your local train operator?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's going to be a massive clue.
Oh, is it?
Is it too much?
Okay, in that case, I'll do the larger version. It's National Rail.
Scratch that question. Is your county more rural-based or city-based?
It straddles the two, but it's coming a bit more semi-rural.
It's becoming more city. Okay, interesting. Matt, your question, please.
It's a green belt land. I don't know if this will help or be too much of a clue, but what's your nearest motorway?
A12. I can't drive, so I don't. That doesn't help me.
That's not meaning much to me, to be honest.
A12. Okay. Anna?
No idea what you ask. What's the average house price in your area?
That's good.
That's great.
It's a really good.
I'm not sure Catherine would know that.
It's far too expensive. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so it's expensive. Okay, Glenmore,
what do you call a bread roll?
Yes, great.
A bread roll? A roll?
Just a roll.
Okay, it's got to be in the south,
You're
right?
You're from neutral England.
Standard, boring English.
What do we think? I think that sounds southern to me, right?
There's not much accent to pick
up on. No, that's why I was trying to get Catherine talking. She's lived there her whole life, so...
I'm trying to be a bit more tight-lipped. So they didn't get anything away.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, Catherine, stay there. We will try and guess your county next. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Very tense moment in the studio right now. We are currently doing Name That Location with Catherine on the phone right now. We're trying to guess where she is in the United Kingdom. We're trying to guess her county, aren't we, Matt? It's so difficult. Yeah. I've got a couple of ideas. I don't know which one to go with. I'm honestly a bit of a loss for this. The AE12 thing's thrown me. I just have no idea where that is.
I've been on it, but I can't really remember where it is.
You said to me, I won't Google it out of respect, and that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, cheating.
Let's welcome Catherine back to the show, shall we? Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been very tight-lipped about this, Catherine, and I admire that. Okay, let's just recap the clues, shall we? So Catherine's lived there her whole life, as has her partner, Colin, and we couldn't really detect an accent. I certainly couldn't detect an accent.
No.
This is a place that straddles both rural and city life. The local delicacy is apparently cheesy chips. It's near the A12. She would not tell us the rail operator. And all I can think about with rail operators now is, like, southern. I can't think of anything specific. So why wouldn't she want to tell us, Matt? That's what I'm confused about. So there is that. And we didn't know if it was a ceremonial or metropolitan county because no one knows what they are. Okay, should we try and guess? Are we ready to guess?
Yes.
Yeah. Matt, do you want to do the honours first? Would you like to go first?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Kent.
Matt, that is not my county.
I changed my answer last minute, and Anna's gone with what I originally had.
I think it might be right.
Anna, would you like to take on the floor? Is yours?
Okay, is it Essex?
Anna, that is my county.
Yes! Oh, wow. Well done. Lovely work.
Nice work.
Well, do you want to know my workings?
Yes, please.
Show your working.
I was thinking Chelmsford has a cathedral.
Yeah, we were just discussing that.
I just Googled that and I couldn't find it.
And then the A12 goes out that way through Essex.
I knew it was that side of London. That's why I thought it was maybe Canterbury Cathedral.
It's even got the specific place I live.
Chelmsford.
Now my accent can come out. I was trying to hide it, but this is what I actually sound like.
Truth is out.
You didn't sound like Towie at all. No. That was the only thing that was... confusing me.
So, Catherine, what, you changed your voice for the drama of the game or not?
I was respecting the integrity of the competition.
It's amazing. Yeah, lovely.
Oh, well, Catherine, thank you so much for that. Have a great day and enjoy the delights of Chelmsford. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Wednesday mornings, no repeat guarantee. We are Absolute Radio. It's Ben Burrell here. Matt.
Extra.
I want more.
Extra.
Let me give you extra.
Give us more.
Extra. Read all about it.
Is it stuck?
Is the button stuck?
Extra. Oh, sorry. Extra.
Extra.
Pork market.
Sorry about that. Sorry, continue.
So, yeah, there's a little glitch. So this is a great clip that my geography brother, producer Swiss, sent to me by the comedian Ashleen Tyson. She's done a great video clip on her Instagram. And it's if Hindus were like stag do's.
Nice.
So just that's the concept, yeah. And it's excellent. Here it is.
Oh my God, Becky's hen do was so funny. Like, met her at the airport, pinned her down, shaved her head bald, and then we just kept being like, oh, baldy head, baldy head, baldy head. And then she was like, you know, I've got a doctor's appointment coming up on Tuesday. I was like, don't think you have, mate. Don't think you have. As part of the hen do, we've discharged you from all of your services. You haven't got a dentist or nothing now. The whole hen do, I was just so horrible to her. Like, every time she was trying to have dinner, I just kept dipping her bald head in her dinner and being like, egg, do you want an egg on that? Dip the egg. And every time we all got breakfast, I'd get everyone's toast off their plates and I'd run over and I'd dip it all on her head like that. And she was like, ooh, and I was like, ah, welcome to a hen do. Some hen do's aren't for the faint hearted, though.
It does remind me of going to horrible stag do's in my early 20s.
It really exposes the ridiculousness of toxic masculinity, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, finally, thank you. You've done such good social work on your
It's amazing, isn't it? I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Matt, what a show it was. An uneven start with Clippity Clop, a feature that made it to air that perhaps shouldn't have. We had an on-air meeting and our very own Anna Geary sort of called us out on that.
The lack of professionalism, didn't she?
She said, why haven't you planned this already? Which I thought was interesting.
That's a very good point.
Never a great question to hear when you're hosting a show.
But there were some big wins on the show today, big winners.
There were big winners on the show.
Gave away £5.
A double win,
actually. Yeah.
You're upset about that, aren't you?
I think there were a lot of clues given. I'm not alone in that, but it was still a big achievement.
I think the majority of listeners just like to hear a winner, and I care about our listeners.
Fair enough.
You can listen back to Apache Show on our Rayo app if you fancy it. We need to name the show before we put it on there, though, and as always, we've taken the titles from content from today's show. These are your options, Matt. The show that's built on a pen and a mug.
Oh, yes. What was that in relation to?
Well, because we play New York, New York, the Frank Sinatra standard at the start of every show whenever I cover, and there's a gap at the very start of that song.
Oh, that's it. Our
producer hits the mug with a pen, but we no longer have that luxury, and the show sort of fell apart after that in many ways. Second option is, I forgot that your cousin was Morrissey.
That's the Robbie Keane fact in the Social
a
Ammo.
Great story from Social Ammo. Mr. Brain's fake laugh.
Yeah, that was horrible to hear during he was not having it,
we had a call
it?
Called Mr. Brain, yeah. Ben's improv troupe.
Yeah, that was you. Your new little line of work that you're going in, your new side hustle.
Yes.
Coming to Edinburgh this summer.
I can't think of anything worse. I feel physically sick thinking about it. And final option is changing her accent to protect the integrity of the game.
No, that was in Guess Where I Am. What's it called? Guess the location. Guess which county I'm in. Name that county. Whatever it's called, it was during that. And what a worth listening to the podcast just to hear Anna Geary get that right, I would suggest.
Yes, you are correct.
I think, out of all the options, I quite like Ben's improv troupe.
Okay,
I think
fine.
That might hook people in.
Okay, we'll call it that. Yeah, because who doesn't want to hear my improv troupe? That is what the show is going to be called. It'll be available on our Rayo app very, very soon. We're back here tomorrow from 6. We will see you then.